Maybe you heard yesterday that Wendy's was going to try surge pricing, where a burger would cost you more when the restaurant's busiest. We asked on our website, KSLNewsRadio.com, 91% of people said surge pricing would keep me from going to their restaurant. So Wendy's is backing off now. Joining me live, ABC News correspondent Jason Nathanson. So Jason, how would surge pricing really work at a fast food joint?
Well, in theory, it would be when times are busiest, say dinner or something, or lunch, when the lines are bigger, the prices would go up. Uber does this for when, you know, there's a sporting event letting out and you're downtown or whatever, and people need the most rides. The prices go up when the bars are letting out on New Year's Eve. Prices go up. So that's what surge pricing is. But Wendy's is saying that it never actually wanted to institute surge pricing. In a statement today that seems to be walking back a lot of this, they say that this was all about that they wanted to implement new menu boards that were digital. They're going to spend a bunch of money to put those in place. And this was misconstrued in some media reports as an intent to raise prices when demand is highest at our restaurants, because the digital billboards would allow them to play with things, offers, specials, and maybe prices. They say, we have no plans to do that, and we would not raise prices when our customers are visiting us the most. Now, they did say in a third quarter earnings report that they would be open to dynamic pricing. And they said in a statement later, also, dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is a little different than surge pricing. Dynamic pricing is when the price fluctuates. It goes up and down. We see that for concerts. So we see that for airline seats. And we also see that in places like Uber. But it's a little different than surge pricing.
Okay, so does Wendy's know that there's an internet? Because people went berserk as soon as they heard this.
Yeah, people weren't happy, and this might be why they're walking it back. They might be telling the truth and say that they never planned to implement surge pricing at all. But, you know, when it comes to dynamic pricing, we've seen that a lot before. Like I mentioned, in airlines, in movie theaters, they tried that last year. A lot of different industries these days are trying different things to either get people in or get people to stay more or to give them offers. And the flip side of dynamic pricing is not just the prices go up, but they also go down. You get deals when times are slow, mm-hmm. when things are, say, they want to do say it's hot outside and they want to push the Frosties. So they could lower the price of Frosties because it's hot outside to try to get you in the door. On the flip side of that, though, they could also mm-hmm. raise the price of Frosties. So, you know, but oftentimes it does lead to deals for the consumers while prices are raised on sometimes also.
Yeah, I can't see getting in line at the drive-thru and suddenly getting there and finding the fries are $7. That's a non-starter.